uko ngisho tangima kodwa masandana uhlala ngenzi vla
Planned by Hlala Thubsi, Sykes and Zaba, and it brings us to the 14th edition of Club Culture. Guys, Merry Christmas. I know, we don't normally do like public holiday editions, but today we are doing a special edition of Club Culture, you guys. We're celebrating Christmas. I hope that you are having a wonderful, blessed holiday with your family and your friends. And if you're tuning in for the first time, welcome. I'm your host, Didi Mosseri. Guys, I hope your day is going well. I really hope that Christmas is going well. I know the weather is very bad. For anyone who lives in Johannesburg, we have been unfortunately doomed with some really bad weather. Like, when I tell you how bad the weather is, like, I made all these plans. I was supposed to go on holiday with my mom. Me and my mom are on a young vacation together. I booked us a hotel away and we are on holiday, you know? It doesn't feel like a holiday. It doesn't even feel like Christmas. It literally feels like a Monday. The day is done. I am just livid. You know when you've made plans, like you pay money to have this experience and it starts off well. And the day that you were supposed to have your moment, things just don't go your way. That's how this Christmas feels for me. Like, I think I've lost the ability to be grateful and I might use the opportunity later on in our conversation or discussion to maybe find gratitude, because right now I don't have any gratitude. I'm staying in a lovely hotel with my mom, but we're not together right now. My mom is lunching by herself. I'm in the hotel room by myself. We had breakfast together, but it's not the day that I wanted. I wanted a pool day. I got a bikini. I literally got everything planned out. Like, I wanted a fashion day moment. And the rain ruined it. And I'm just like in my feelings right now. But I hope that you guys are having a great time. I trust that your Christmas has gone well. I trust you've had a wonderful day with your family and your friends. Because, you know, that's ultimately what this is about. And Club Culture is here to keep you company. So I want you guys to make yourself a young drink. Get yourself a beverage. Get some tissue ready. Because we're going to be having a therapy session. Because on top of it being Christmas, we're a few days away from wrapping up this year. We are literally about to close off 2023. I reached out to you guys on WhatsApp and I asked you, what is it that you would like to leave behind in 2023? Speaking of music, we have a great lineup of wonderful artists for Shine the Spotlight today. We have a duo from the UK and a South African house music group. I'm not going to reveal a lot about who they are. But what I can tell you is, my house is your house. And that's all I can give away because I don't want to give away too much. that on its own is a clue. So let's kick things off. Let's get started with what is on your playlist. I always tell you guys to get involved with what is on your playlist by sending through your song requests on our WhatsApp line. And Chris, all the way in Polokwane, did exactly that. He chose a song from Skrillex and Mr. Ozayo, and this track is called Ratata. And this one's the Cream Remix featuring Missy Elliott.
Can I beat the go rata?
With Ratata, and remember, you too can get involved in what is on your playlist by sending through your request, just like Chris. So let's get talking. I trust you have a drink in hand. Every single year, I think everybody always makes these New Year's resolutions. You know, everybody wants to improve on who they are, better themselves in some way. So we did, you know, we did the same thing. We asked you guys on WhatsApp, we asked you to share what you would like to leave behind in 2023. And we got so many responses, and I'm so thankful that you guys, you know, took time to participate with this. Let's get started here with a message from Lisejo. Lisejo sent a message here saying, I'm leaving behind my procrastination and I'd like to become a more productive and efficient person. Yeah, that's a good one, Lisejo. I think that procrastinating can derail people in so many ways. I imagine there's a lot of things on the back burner that you would have wanted to do, but procrastination got in the way of that. And I can relate to that. I think a lot of people can relate to that. And the only way to overcome procrastination is just do it. You need to just do it. If there's something that you want to do and you've been meaning to do it, you need to just go for it, guys. Because if you don't do it, you'll never do it. And let me tell you something, if you don't do it, you will always regret it. That's all I can say. That's the only way to overcome it. We also got another one here from Brad in Four Ways. Brad says, I'm leaving behind the best relationship I've ever had. She's beautiful, kind, smart, funny, and everything, you know? And he says, we got along so well. We're planning a trip together in a few months. And I fully intended on marrying this girl, but due to circumstances out of my control, she has to move to a different country. and that's like 1,000 miles away, and I don't want to get in the way of her life or success. So unfortunately, we had to break up. Oh my gosh, Brad, I'm so sorry. Like, I am very sorry, Brad. I can understand what you're going through. I think there's a lot of people who are not having a good time right now, especially it now being like holiday season. If you've gone through a breakup, this is a very terrible, difficult time, especially if the breakup is still very young. It's a very sad time because you miss the person that you were with, especially if it's someone you loved, and especially if it's like a breakup that you couldn't help and it was just something that just happened out of the blue. This is a very tough time, but Brad, we are with you. I'm with you. I too went through a breakup. It's not recent, but it happened, and I'm still dealing with that, and I can understand what it feels like to be heartbroken over a breakup and sad over something that you couldn't control. So I know exactly what you're feeling, Brad, but what are we going to do? We have to soldier on. We've got to move on to the next year. We're going to do it afraid. We're going to do it nervous, because that's the only way. That is the only way. We're going to have to just do it. You take it a day at a time, and in good time, you will start to feel better. It will take a lot of time. You know, heartbreak, especially after a breakup, can be incredibly lengthy. It can be, and it's a roller coaster of emotions that you're going to go through. But know that there's many people out there like you, Brad. There's a lot of us that are going through the same thing, but we're going to do it. We're going to get into 2024. We're going to just take it a day at a time, and eventually in good time, we're going to live our best lives in spite of everything that we're going through. We will live our best lives until eventually we heal from the heartache that we're currently dealing with. So Brad, thanks so much for sharing. We have another one coming in here from Lebohang. Lebohang in Centurion says that I am leaving behind toxic family members. I want to remove toxic, unhealthy relationships from my life. Absolutely. Like Lebu, I 100% agree with that. I don't think it's worth it to have a relationship with someone that robs you of your mental health. If somebody doesn't make you happy, if a relationship does not make you happy, it's not worth it. You should not be in a relationship with people that rob you from your joy. So 100%, toxic relationships need to go. They need to go. We also have we have another message coming in from Alicia. Alicia says, I'm leaving behind staying in that unhealthy relationship purely because it's comfortable. And I'm tired of being in a situation where I have to question why I'm with someone when I'm not really, really happy being with that person. Wow. I think, Alicia, what you're saying, I think it relates back to, I think, what Lebu said. I think it's also another form of a toxic relationship. You're in a relationship with a person that ultimately is not making you happy, but you're there because it's comfortable and it's safe. And I know a lot of people, there are people who are married to people like that. Like, there's people who are stuck in marriages that they're not happy in, but because financially it's convenient for them, even with essentials, there's people who just genuinely feel like they have nowhere to go. And that's a very tough place to be in. But if you have to question whether or not you need to continue being with that person, let me tell you something. It's a no. If you have to question whether or not you have to be with the person, it clearly means that you can't be with that person. It means that this thing is over. This thing has been over. And you've got to now decide for yourself the kind of life you want to live. Because remember, should you choose to continue to stay in the same toxic relationship, you will stay miserable. You will stay unhappy. So you need to ask yourself, do I want to be unhappy, or do I want to start off a new life? That might be scary. That might be uncomfortable because it's something I've never experienced. But it's worth it, because at least I will not be in some toxic relationship where I'm not even happy. So that's what I can say to you, Alicia, and power to you. for at least recognizing that this is not something that's working for you. So I hope that for your sake, you make a decision that makes you happy. We have a final response here. This one's coming from Brett. Brett, all the way from Cape Town. Hi, Brett. Brett says, I want to take a break from alcohol. That's something that I would like to leave behind in 2023, is just take a break from drinking. Brett, power to you, bruh. Power to you. It's so inappropriate of me to say that. I'm literally putting down a glass of wine as I say that. But I can understand where Brett is coming from. I think, you know, when you're starting a new year, there's nothing wrong with just trying out sobriety. Alcohol is nice and it's enjoyable and it's a social lubricant. It's a great, you know, beverage to have. And I think it's also great to know yourself on a sober note. So I think I can get where Brett is coming from. He probably wants to take a break so he can get to know who he is as a sober person. As much as alcohol is lovely and enjoyable, I think sometimes as a person, you want to experience what it's like to be sober. And Brett, as much as I'm out here sitting here on Christmas Day having a drink, I can absolutely understand where you're coming from. And I might be doing the same thing because it's something I've thought about doing, because I feel like a lot of us drink and you can build a dependency on alcohol socially, where you feel like whenever you have to do something, like every weekend you must have a drink, and which you don't really need to do. So I think it's great if you want to try out a time, like it's good to also give your body a break as well, because remember, you're putting this in your body. You need to also give your body a break and just go through a moment where you just kind of take care of your body. Because alcohol is nice and everything, but unfortunately alcohol is very dehydrating for the body. If you're going to be drinking, make sure that you hydrate. Make sure that you give yourself a good bounce back. And if you're not drinking, that's great. It allows your body to kind of bounce back. It gives you an opportunity to get to know a sober version of yourself. So power to you, Brad, and power to, you know, everybody else that wants to take on the journey of sobriety. Thank you so much, guys. Wasn't that like insightful? I think we had a moment. For a moment there, I almost felt like Sis Didi. You know, like I felt like one of those people go to for advice. And it was so great, like just going through everybody's responses. And I think ultimately the point of everything is we need to overcome our fears and just go for the things that we need to do. Everybody wants to do something. And a lot of people make, you know, plans to do something. But you just got to do it. Like, honestly, you got to do it. Just do it. Because the biggest regret you're going to have is not doing it. I tell you. You regret the things you never done over the things you done. That's all I'm going to close off with. So let's move on now to Shine the Spotlight. I need a jingle for Shine the Spotlight, you guys. I told you that we are celebrating house music groups today. So we're going to kick off with our first group here. We have a South African group and they are Mikasa. Do you get it? Do you get the clue that I gave you guys initially? Mikasa Sukasa. You know, I'm hoping this is like now making absolute sense. Mikasa is a South African house band based in Johannesburg, consisting of three members, Dr. Duda, who's a producer and pianist, and Jay Something, who's a vocalist and a guitarist, and Mo T, who is a trumpeter. The band was formed in early 2011 in Johannesburg when all three future members were at a night lounge and decided to perform together. A few months later, they released an album titled Mikasa Music. And Mikasa Music contained the song that we all know, the streets that we live upon, the streets. I'm not gonna continue, but we all know that song. And when they released that album, they literally won so many awards. They got nominated for so many awards in 2012. That was one of their biggest hits. And today we're going to be focusing on their latest release. The latest single from Mikasa is Rocket, and they describe it as a magical dance track.
You know, when we make music, we don't make music because we are chasing something we've heard outside. So we don't like, oh, that's popping, so let's jump on that. Yeah. We make music from inside. And that's always a scary thing to do, because when we got into studio in Europe, I mean, we've been traveling to Europe now for the last 2 years just to go into studio and just to connect. And when we got there, this is what came out. So Rocket is just a little indication to say, like, yo fam, this is what we're hearing at the moment. Uh-huh. Get ready for this trip. Oy. We're jumping on board a rocket ship and we're about to go. And we hope you're with us. You know, I think that that's the significance of Rocket as well. You'll hear sonically, it's still Mikasa.
Yes.
But it's something special, something new. It's a new gift that we receive.
One day when I'm big, I wanna fly a rocket. Touch down at your house and we can make a stop for some drink and some food, then we head out to the moon. One day when I'm big, I wanna fly a rocket. Pick up all my friends so we can throw a party with lights and balloons, and we can dance on the moon. Spend my time with all with you, flying country to country, one day at a time. It's such a thrill with you, you. And now that I'm big, I can't believe what I see. Every single dream now a reality. See you on my moon, I love spending time with you. When I'm big, I wanna fly a rocket. Touch down at your house and we can make a stop for some drink and some food, then we head out to the moon. Moon.
That was Mikasa bringing us to our second artist of the day. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Disclosure. Disclosure is an electronic house music duo consisting of brothers Howard and Guy Lawrence, and they grew up in Surrey in the UK. Their debut album Settle was released on the 3rd of June 2013 by PMR Records, and this was also nominated for Best Dance Album at the 2014 Grammy Awards. This same album had the song Latch. Now guys, Latch is the song with Sam Smith. Love you better. That's the track that was, you know, in that album. They also released a second album titled Caracal, and this was released on the 25th of September 2015 and also got nominated for Best Dance Album at the Grammy Awards in 2016. Their third studio album titled Energy was released on the 28th of August 2020 and got nominated for the Best Dance Album at the 2021 Grammy Awards. Now, today, we will be focusing on Alchemy. Alchemy is their fourth studio album and it was released on the 14th of July 2023 through Apollo and AWOL. It is the duo's first album in nearly 3 years since Energy. The track that we're going to be playing from Alchemy is looking for love.
The reviews, no matter what people think of it, you won't really mind, because you're like, it was almost inevitable this was the song I was going to make, because I didn't sculpt it to be something else. I didn't try and make it into something I thought people would like. It was in my head when I put it out. And if that's your only way of doing it, you're basically invincible to negative reviews, because you're like, that's all I can make. That's me.
Looking for love from everybody right now. I got this hole here in my heart. I've been drowning at the bottom, and I don't know how to come back home. I'm drowning again, pretend I turned it all around. Say I can't float above it all. Close some water, but I know that I'm still sinking like a cannonball. Looking for love.
Disclosure with Looking for Love, which brings us to the end of the show. The end of the show for the year. This is our last podcast for 2023. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you for being with us for the rest of this year. Thank you for participating, sending through your song requests for what is on your playlist, sending through your responses whenever we have discussions. I really, really appreciate you guys from the bottom of my heart. I love you long time. We're going to close off the show right now with a track from Avion. And this one's Avion and Bunch, and it's called The Other Side. Good night.